Here is the downfall of Chizkiah, Peraglama Beis. We have Sancheirov, he advances towards Yerushalayim. Chizkiah block up the water sources around Yerushalayim so that the enemy won't have water supplies. They fortified Yerushalayim, they built a new wall around it, and they fortified the towers, the shields, the weapons, it's all described here. He gathers the people, Chizkiah, and says, don't fear Sancheirov, he's only flesh and blood. Klal Yisrael have Hashem. Sancheirov captures Lachish, he sends a message to people of Yerushalayim, don't be fooled by Chizkiah's propaganda. It's no, you know, don't forget it. You know, don't, he sends scrolls and makes an announcement in Hebrew over the wall, blaspheming Hashem. You remember this? This story appears in Malachim and again in Yeshaya. Chizkiah and Yeshaya Novi daven to Hashem. And that night, which is Pesach, there's a malach, destroys 180,000 people. Sancheirov returns, he's embarrassed, he's, you know, he goes back, he's killed by his sons. The miracle was so great that many nations send tributes to Chizkiah and offerings to Hashem. Chizkiah becomes ill, it's because the Gemara says that he refused to have children, he saw that Manasseh was going to be born from him. He davens to Hashem to hear him. Because Chizkiah, however, had been haughty, if you remember, he'd shown off some of his storehouses to the messengers of Bavel. Hashem said, eventually, the wealth is going to be taken to Bavel. Chizkiah humbles himself, he does tshuva, and therefore the decree is postponed. But eventually, here we have Chizkiah, he dies. He's buried in the part of the tomb of Bnei David. It's a very large funeral, but Nebuch, Jewish history, is not the same because Chizkiah dies. The Gemara talks about how Chizkiah perhaps could have been Moshiach, just missed the opportunity to say Shira, thank Hashem, to, you know, the top high-level degree. But that is Perek Lama Beis. That is probably the highest point we're going to get to before we see what's going to happen in the next few parakim.